This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Today at 9.15, we peak for the week. It'll be like everything is all right with the world.
That's right, everyone. Be sure to tune in. Marcus and Rudy are going to review Jordan Peele's new movie, Us. And then me and Rudy are going to quickly mention Triple Frontier. It's a new movie on Netflix starring the amazing Ben Affleck.
Can't wait to hear if that's any good. I was sort of scrolling through Netflix the other day, and I saw that pop up, and I was like,
I started it yesterday on the treadmill.
What'd you think?
I didn't get far enough.
It's slow at the beginning. It's slow.
They're trying to.
No one cares about that.
You watch that, Vinny?
They're trying to get them to sign up for something.
Oh.
And then I was done. That was at least. I was on that thing for 20 minutes and nothing had happened yet.
What's it called again?
Triple Frontier.
Triple Frontier. All right, let's get into the trash here. Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the official teaser trailer is out. We've got that up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Did you guys talk about this yesterday?
A little bit, yeah.
I watched it this morning, and it apparently Quentin grew up in the L.A. area, and so he was interested in movies, you know, from a very young age, mm-hmm. and he says, you know, this is his way of kind of going back to that, like, heyday of Hollywood and the way things were in 1969 before the Manson family murders. And it's funny because you're driving down, like, I don't know, Sunset or something, and it does look super old-fashioned. And it's like a bunch of clips that they're kind of throwing at you. There's only one little shot of the guy who's playing Manson. And his name is, I can't see the girl's name right here, but he looks exactly like him.
He does.
It's coming out on July 26th, but they're saying that it's going to do a bunch of film festivals first. Mm. Looks like it'll premiere in May at the Cannes Film Festival. That is where he won the big prize, the Palme d'Or. Is that the Palme d'Or? Palme d'Or?
That's correct, yeah.
25 years ago for Pulp Fiction.
Mm. So Luke Perry's also in this movie.
Right, his last role.
Yeah, keep an eye out for him. Let me see who's playing Charles Manson.
I have a guy's name here
somewhere. The original release date for the film was supposed to be December, but the fact that they moved it up to the middle of summer for a summer blockbuster means, you know, all the studio heads love the movie.
They think it's going to be great. Yeah, July opening is a
huge.
Big deal.
Oh, yeah.
The other thing that's opening in July, actually just, I guess, premiering in July, is the Stranger Things, which you guys must have talked about this.
We mentioned the trailer and then put it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Boy, all the trailers are on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Yeah.
And that is good. I don't know if you guys watch the trailer.
I don't watch it, but it looks great. You watch it,
Bryn? I didn't. I watched a tiny bit of it and I just put it up.
What's the little redhead's character's name? I think her name in real life is Sadie Sink.
I can't remember.
But she's a cutie, and it looks like she and Eleven are friends now. They're dancing around in the room like girls do when they sing into their hairbrush. And then they go to the mall together where all hell breaks loose. But it looks great. Everything from just sort of idyllic life in the 80s at the mall with the kids to, oh my God, there's a giant monster in the hallway and it's going to eat me.
One thing for Bryn, since he's the biggest Bruce Lee fan, there's a whole Bruce Lee sequence in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah, it looks really funny.
It does,
oh, my
it?
God. Did you look at the trailer? Because it's actually a really funny line in that about the Bruce Lee character. I have the guy's name here. Damien Harriman plays Manson.
And Mike Moe plays Bruce Lee. But, yeah, there's a big fight scene between Bruce Lee and Brad
Pitt.
Right,
and he's all, my hands are registered as deadly weapons. If we were to be fighting and I accidentally killed you, I would have to go to jail. And I think,
Brad Pitt,
he goes, dude, that's called manslaughter.
Yeah, anyone who kills anyone in a fight scene goes
to jail. You don't have to find it now. We just did it, and it was amazing.
Yeah. Much better.
Yes, thank you. So people are always looking for fun new things to do, and I read this morning and went, oh, my God, this sounds awesome. This sounds epic. So I guess this is a take on Peaky Blinders, which is a BBC show that you can – I don't know where it streams, but I see it. Maybe it's a Netflix.
What's
thing.
It called?
Peaky Blinders.
Peaky Blinders.
And this is called Sneaky Finders, and it's a real game of Clue that they're going to play on the streets of San Francisco for one day in June. And they're basically – so Clued Up, it's called.
Clued Up.
Clued Up with two Ps. It's a mystery game. And it will be in San Francisco, I think it's June 22nd. There it is, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's an outdoor version of the board game Clue. It's a virtually narrated murder mystery game taking place around San Francisco, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's organized by Clued Up, a British gaming company that their thing is to challenge participants to use GPS tracking on their phone to find clues and solve fictitious crimes.
So they're just trying to get hit by cars.
Apparently.
They're going to run around the streets here trying to solve crimes.
Yep.
With all the traffic and craziness that some Uber guy is going to run them down. Well, sorry, Uber. I mean Lyft.
Yes.
Sorry, Lyft. I mean
some ride sharing. Some ride company.
Yeah, Chariot's out of business. Say
Taxify.
Sorry, Lyft. It's Chariot. Bolt. Is going to run some guy down. Come on.
This team game, I guess they've done it a few times in the UK. 300 teams of six people attempted to solve a puzzle in Glasgow last year. Earlier this year, they set their sights on the U.S. There are games currently planned for New York, Hollywood, Cleveland, Atlanta, and here. Let's see. There is a San Jose game on June 8th and a San Francisco game on June 22nd. So you have to dress in 1920s garb. Like, there's a whole – this is a big – thing. You got to put it all together. So it starts in North Beach here in San Francisco. It's called Sneaky Finders. It's a 1920s story. A murder took place in the not real town of Millingham. Mm-hmm. And detective teams will need to stalk the streets, tracking down virtual witnesses and eliminating suspects in order to solve the crime. Prizes are awarded to the fastest crime solvers, those who dress the best to the 1920s theme, those with the best team picture, team with the best name, the team with the best little detective, that's a kid's prize, and the group with the best dog detectives, canine detectives. Tickets for the game for both cities are on sale at the company's official website, which I guess it might be cluedup.co.uk. I'm sure it clued up, all one word with two P's, clued up. Mm. You'll probably be able to find that, but it sounds really fun.
You know what? Save that.
I will save it.
We'll have Brad throw it up on Radio Alice.
Seems really fun.
Yeah.
Fox Entertainment and Disney have merged.
Yep.
And so they unveiled a new sizzle reel to show you what the combination is going to look like. This is huge for Disney, who are about to launch their Disney Plus streaming service. Mm-hmm. They're actually in the midst of pulling all of their proprietary stuff from every streaming service.
Yeah, it's going to cause major problems for Netflix and Amazon Prime. What is that? Is Amazon Prime?
Prime Video. So all the Disney animation, all the live action remakes, all the Pixar stuff, the Cinematic Universe, Indiana Jones, Star Wars, Alien and Predator, Avatar, Die Hard, Fantastic Four, Ice Age. Hang on.
Someone else wrote in the other day, too, and said, also, Disney owns ABC, so anything that's on ABC will also be on Disney.
It'll be like their version of the CBS All Access. Kingsman, Planet of the Apes, X-Men, Deadpool. So all of that will now be exclusive to Disney.
The comic book geeks are hoping for one crossover movie.
Between the X-Men and the Avengers?
Close, between Wolverine and Captain America, because those two guys are actually best friends in the comic book universe.
Oh.
Yeah, they both...
But they're in different cinematic universes?
Yeah, because Wolverine's Fox, and... Oh. Yeah, so...
Yeah, I don't know.
That's kind of the...
But anyway, there's a reason to... I mean, those are just mighty franchises. And it'll be I'm sure I'll wind up subscribed to Disney Plus. I'm sure that's just how it's going to go. And they were actually, somewhere in here I have info on it looks like 69% of households in the United States now subscribe to at least one streaming service, and only 65% of American homes subscribe to cable.
Wow. Mm.
Which is the first time that those numbers have, that it's been higher. Grimes and Elon Musk are still an item. Remember we were talking about this a week or so ago?
But the last thing we had heard in November or something when they were together last.
Well, was it when Azealia Banks went to their house
and then might have been
tweeted
earlier
about
on.
It all?
She was supposed to record with Grimes, right? And then apparently she was left waiting. And through that anger, she just tweeted a bunch of crap.
Well, she said that
she ended up taking back, right? She was, she actually apologized, I think,
I
after the
she
fact.
Did.
She had said, let's see. She went on a days-long social media rant in which she accused Elon Musk of being too stupid to know not to go on Twitter while on acid. She suggested that the couple wanted to have a threesome with her. Mm-hmm. She called Musk a trash-ass beta male pig. Anyway, even after, despite all that, they're still together. She did not exactly...
They grew closer through the scandal.
Oh, God. This is crazy. Grimes was interviewed by Wall Street Journal magazine. She didn't come right out and say they were still dating, but she hinted that they're going strong, and she did say she loves him. So she just announced a new album. Can I just hear some Grimes music? I know we've probably done this before. Oh, so it sucks.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
Let me jump ahead. Maybe you might like a different portion of the song.
You know what's rad about life? We all get to like different stuff.
Yep.
No, I'm not into that, and if you are, good for you.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You into that?
No. I don't hate it, though, but I wouldn't listen to it on my own time. You know?
Right.
It's not terrible.
I could see
Hello, Barbie, let's go party.
Teenagers listening to that.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
She's
clearly doing something right.
Mm. Well, didn't they get together because she responded to some joke he made on Twitter and with a joke of her own? He was like, oh my God, I didn't think anyone would get that. We're obviously soulmates.
Yeah, that's true. What's she worth? Internet says Grimes is worth $3
million. Oh, good for her. Anyway, she just announced a new album called Miss Anthropocene.
What?
Miss Anthropocene.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Can someone look up what Anthropocene means?
I don't even know how to spell that.
Anthropo, C-E-N-E. But Miss, as in lady, Miss, M-I-S-S underscore Anthropocene.
The internet to the rescue.
Thank you, the internet. Here's a picture of her. She's, you know, he's wearing like a white tux with like a weird clerical top on it. And she just is like a goth girl, but she's going like this.
It's a dumb meaning.
That's her look.
Relating to or denoting the current geological age, viewed as the period during which human activity has been the dominant influence on climate and the environment.
Oh. Anthropocene?
Yes, Anthropocene.
It's the scene on which the Anthropos have
thank you.
emerged.
I'm not interested, but you know what? Remember when Elon talked about how incredibly lonely he was?
Yes.
Like, good for him.
I
he
want
found
him
someone
to
he,
find
he wants to hang with, and she wants to be with him, so I hope that they're good.
So the Wall Street Journal magazine says, so Elon Musk, and she groans. Oh. And then she says, don't tell him I just groaned right now. I groaned out of, I don't know, feminism. I mean, he's a super interesting goddamn person. Later, she brought him up herself and said nice things about him and said, and look, I love him. He had nice things to say about her as well.
Well, you would hope so. Mm. I mean, they're doing each other.
I guess they had reached out to him.
Allegedly.
Yes, they allegedly love each other. We just assume that they're telling the truth.
Right.
Because why wouldn't they? She, by the way, I guess people who know her don't call her Grimes.
They call her Claire?
They call her C.
Oh, C.
She shortened Claire to C. She's easier. It's just easier to say C than Claire. I like C. So anyway, he emailed the magazine. They had reached out to him saying, do you have any comment to make? And he said, I love C's wild fey artistic creativity and hyper intense work ethic. Love that about her.
All right.
So it's great that they're still together. It was last summer. They're saying that Azealia Banks and the whole
Yeah, there
stay
was
off Twitter while you're
an
on
apology
acid.
Letter that she wrote to Elon in
oh, how nice.
On an Instagram post.
Oh. Hooman had a moment yesterday where it sounded like he's finally starting to want, like,
oh boy,
like we're Elon, gonna... you know, was talking about how sad he is in the house by himself.
So. Roundry.
And Hooman was mentioning how hard it was to be going through this back problem without a partner to help him.
Oh,
stuck well, in the house without company.
I felt that on Sunday. He came over on Sunday and he actually sort of talked through the whole situation. Remember the girl who said, "I am 100% not interested in you."
Oh, that is awful.
I know. He actually sort of opened his heart up a little bit and was aww. Telling us the whole.
He did
the whole. It was touching.
Oh. You mean he told you how much he liked her?
Well, no. What happened was Sarah's brother is like, "Hooman, tell us about your last date." I'm like, "Well, all right, here you go." So then that's what opened up the can.
You know,
of worms.
They'd been out six or seven times before that whole thing happened.
Well, but hold on. You'd been out six or seven times, but were you just hanging with a group, or
no,
were you
her
and her
no.
on
yeah.
dates?
Well, we hadn't kissed or anything, but she was like, "Hey, you know, let's exchange Christmas gifts and, you know, let's go to this party and let's go to, you know, let's
but
go to."
But girls can do that without, like, that's the whole friend zone thing. Girls
yeah.
do that. I watched my daughter is 5 and she did something at the playground the other day and I went, "Girls have no idea how much boys love them." This boy was following her everywhere she went. And at one point, she sits down in this spot. And the boy's looking at her, and she puts her hand next to her on the seat and, like, goes, "Sit right here." And the guy lights up. He's 4. He lights up, climbs on the thing, sits down next to her and scooches, and I'm watching this whole thing. And my daughter gets up and skips off. And the guy's sitting there like...
Am I supposed to skip off, too? Because I'm gonna.
I just thought,
oh,
man.
You should see Hooman's face right now.
Wait a minute. So...
All by myself.
That's me, by the way.
They just don't know
I'm
how
that
much
kid.
We
I'm
love
that
them or something. Or maybe they do.
Oh.
Wait a minute, I have a question.
Yeah.
Did you say anything to your kid? Like, why did you skip
not,
off?
No, of course I
why?
Did not. Because she's 5. I don't even think that... She's 5. She's
she left him hanging. It's
yeah,
like, you
did.
Know, give me a high five, and then she skips off.
Yep, exactly right. She did the whole tap the seat right next to her. He lights up. I'm watching the whole damn thing in the playground going, what is going? And then she just skips off.
How long were they sitting
next
to each other?
Her little ponytails. Uh-huh.
The second his ass hit this chair, boom, she was gone.
Stay here. I'm leaving. Bye.
Right.
Yeah, you sit here and watch me have fun.
Look at Yuzi smile. You know you've done that, don't
oh,
you?
At a very young age, I knew.
Already?
Yes.
Who told right. you about your gold mine?
My mom.
Probably, yeah.
My mom, but I always knew, even as a young child,
the
you know
that you had.
Yeah, you had something, or just men are creepy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they
yeah.
would be looking at me even as a child.
Gross.
I know. So my mom made me very aware of what was happening. So I used it to my advantage
right.
later in life.
Stop you right. sex as a weapon.
I have, what song is that?
It's some Pat Benatar song.
Oh, play
anyway,
that.
You should have heard Hooman. He seemed to be more open than I've heard in a long time.
That's I wonder
to
if
the
he's
positive
vulnerable.
Aspects of what a partnership or relationship can bring you.
So, what? How long did the boy sit there after your kid skipped away?
Dude, I just watched her ponytail wiggle as she ran off and was like, "Oh, young man, I feel you, but it's only beginning for you."
Yep.
I didn't watch or time it after that. I just, she had no.
Did the Peanuts music start playing as you got up and walked away?
Yeah, something like that.
Aww.
So funny.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Stop.
Were you a huge Pat Benatar fan?
Yeah.
Clearly.
I don't even know that.
I think it was a hit.
Play Love
not
is a Battlefield.
Not as big as the other ones.
No.
Love is a Battlefield?
That's
I
a
like,
good song. That is a good song. Anyone who doesn't like that song.
I like Hell is for Children.
Hell is for Children. There you go.
That's a good one.
Heartache to heartache, we stand.
I just got sick of the video. Do you remember the video of him?
Yeah, with that Latino-looking guy.
They're like doing this whole thing in the streets.
I love that video.
She wanted to have her own Thriller.
That played on MTV every hour.
I know. That's why I can't stand this song.
Anyway, the point is, Hooman's accepting resumes. Get him in.
Is he? Ladies.
Isn't he?
I don't know.
Someone comes through for you right now, you know, brings you chicken soup or, I don't know, whatever kind of soup you're
allowed
to eat. But
this is the thing. This is the part of the value of partnership is, so when you're down and you need help and they're there for you, you can't turn on them and be like, I don't want to bring you to this party. I don't want to have to
babysit you.
I don't want to babysit. Like, that's, there's a trade-off.
Right.
Right.
When you're down.
I babysat you. You better babysit me.
And you need some
You're not even supposed to see it that way. You should see it like, I want to go have fun with you at this party.
Yeah, right.
Not
babysitting.
I have to babysit you because I really want to talk to others.
Close your eyes and think of me. And soon I will be there to brighten up.
Is this James Taylor?
Even your darkest night. Winter, spring, summer, fall. All you have to do is call. And I'll be there, yes, I will. You got a friend. It's coming up in the news. Man.
Well, we're up against a hard break and out of time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Coming up at 8 o'clock, the one and only Scott Capurro will be joining us here in the studio.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. It's an app, and you can listen to this show on the app, Radio.com.
And hear all our podcasts, and it's free.
It's fantastic.
Right.
I hear it works so spectacularly
smooth
good.
Smooth like silk.
Right.
Right. Here's what's happening. So I don't know of these e-cigs and all the different brands, but Juul is one that's mentioned as a biggie.
Yep.
And it's right here in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And this is a quote from one of our San Francisco officials.
What did they say?
We don't want them in our city.
Oh, boy.
We don't want them here.
Listen, it's misguided. I get that we don't want kids doing this, and I'm for that as well. Like, nicotine addiction is a horrible thing to shake, but I'm telling you, these e-cigs are lifesavers for longtime smokers, myself included.
San Francisco officials proposed legislation early this week that would ban the sale of e-cigs in the city and prohibit e-cig companies like Juul from occupying city-owned property in the future.
All right.
The two bills were just authored. And their district, the guys who wrote the bill, mm-hmm. City Attorney Dennis Herrera and Supervisor Shimon Walton, it's their district where Juul's corporate headquarters are. So they're trying to bounce them out.
Mm. Hey, guys, how about fixing the homeless problem in the streets?
Yeah, how about that?
Don't
worry about
like,
these.
This is an issue. Well, the homelessness. How about the big ones?
It's an issue, you know. You don't want kids to get addicted.
Juul is currently headquartered on Port of San Francisco property on Pier 70?
Oh. It must be, yeah. That's the even numbers down
yeah.
that way.
It's
down, way past the...
It's close to, it's close to where they, like, do Cirque du Soleil and stuff.
Oh, okay.
About even further down
so,
than that.
Yeah, it is further down.
South of Embarcadero, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Like, I would say Hunter's Point area almost.
Okay.
You know?
Well, that's where they're at, and here's another quote for you. I don't eventually want to see them leave this city. I would have liked them to be gone already.
Mm. Oh, well. Goodness.
The city already bans youth-friendly flavors like candy and fruit in tobacco products through another proposition that passed in 2018. Physical stores are barred from selling, but cigarettes are still available.
Yeah, that's the... What a contradiction.
I know. It's ridiculous. Stupid. It annoys me because I know how beneficial they can be. I haven't smoked an actual cigarette in going on 10 years because of electronic cigarettes.
Well, these guys say that these companies may hide behind the veneer of harm reduction, but let's be clear, their product is addiction. That's their product. They're in the business of getting people addicted, excuse me, and keeping them addicted, and they're selling these to young people. Mm-hmm. So they have long customer base.
Yeah.
Because that's how cigarettes, yeah.
Absolutely. And I'm telling you, kids, I know I'm an old lady telling you, what you don't want to hear. But, man, I was young once, and I wish I had never picked them up because I am nicotine's bitch, and you will be too.
Altria, the owner of Marlboro, recently took a 35% stake in Juul.
Oh, did they?
Clearly seeing
why, right?
That's the future of addiction.
Yep. Won't happen to you, and it will.
You want to know the five most addictive things on the planet?
Okay.
Cocaine, peanut butter.
Peanut butter?
Yeah.
I love peanut butter so much.
It's addictive.
Would you say you're addicted to it?
No.
Alcohol.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Nicotine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Heroin.
Heroin is number one.
Oh, heroin's the most addictive?
Yeah.
What about meth? Meth seems bad. Seems like people really latch onto that.
Yeah, meth.
Meth is on crack.
It's probably number six and seven.
Is crack cocaine?
I'm just
saying.
Yeah,
crack is cocaine, but it's a different form of it.
There's a revenue listing here. Last year, Juul made $2 billion.
Well,
they only started in 20... Well, is that true? In 2017?
No.
It says found it.
Oh,
really?
Mm-hmm. But I thought it was for that. Maybe there were just other e-cigs. I could have sworn.
Aren't they the one with the little blue light at the end?
I don't really know the difference.
There's one that's blue. These are the ones that look like a hard drive. They're square.
Oh,
they're
okay.
Rectangular.
I'm thinking of something else. But I remember, in fact, weirdly enough, Stephen Dorff is in the new True Detective, season 3, and he's excellent in it. The only other thing I've seen him in is some e-cig ad.
I think it's for Blue. I think that's the actual
on
one. I don't know if they're still around.
No, it's
no,
they're
like ads and magazines and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't really know the guy's work at all until I saw True Detective and thought, wow, that guy's good.
Mm.
What I'd seen him in before is ads for the end. I actually thought, watching him in True Detective, I thought, oh, the poor guy had to go back on cigarettes for this role.
Oh,
well, maybe they use those phony ones.
It's not.
Where it's some kind of natural.
If you're a cigarette
product.
Smoker, trust me. He went, yeah, I'll do that.
Oh, they smoked constantly, though.
Yeah, I really. My brand here is, I'm going to need cartons of yellow American spirits, please. Mm-hmm. Cartons and cartons.
Because I'm going to need to smoke in every scene.
Right. And cartons and more cartons.
Yep.
But I'm not getting back on them just for the show.
Right. Almost half of Americans feel intimidated at the gym.
Oh, yeah.
That's
sure.
From a recent survey done. Almost a third feel anxious just thinking about trying to get in shape. I've asked my mom if we could get her into a gym to do some stretching and some balance. She's not doing it. And I think that's why. She just won't have it.
Yeah, you just feel like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Right. Feels like it's not her scene and she wouldn't feel comfortable there. And I feel terrible because I think, man... You would benefit so much from even 15 minutes. And you could do it at home, but she won't do it.
Does she take walks around?
She does. She walks a lot. That's her excuse, is I walk.
That's, if she better could just
nothing.
Do some.
It is better than nothing.
It's
in fact,
nothing.
I have a story that leads me from that to this. I wish, though, people didn't feel intimidated at the gym because you could benefit so much from just being over it. Don't care what people think. Go in there and take care of your health.
Mm.
That's what that place is about. You taking care of you. And don't worry about the people who are really good at it and wearing, tight clothes and look great. Who cares?
Right. They're not you.
Yeah. Get sweaty and then get out of there and go live your life. But the other one that I have here is about a new study looked at the medical records of more than 88,000 Americans and found that as little as 10 minutes of exercise a week can help you live longer.
Oh.
People who got between 10 minutes and 1 hour of light to moderate exercise a week had an 18% lower risk of early death than people who got no exercise.
Mm.
That's pretty good.
That is good.
Like, if you look
10 minutes a week.
If you look at the numbers, that's worth it.
Yeah. I liked what Kelly Ripa said a couple weeks ago. Your heart should beat out of your chest once a day. Mm. And I just thought, well, you know, one flight of stairs, I'm all set.
Okay.
Half a push-up and I'm good.
Sure. Oh, my God.
I was thinking
half
more
a
like,
push-up.
Vinny, I don't know, yesterday driving to work.
Yeah. Ah, your heart's beating out of your chest.
I'm super over the heavy rain commute, man. I'm so over it.
Vinny
I'm glad
said
I missed it.
As soon as he missed his house and all the way here, dumping.
Yeah, it's just such a long drive already.
Yeah, and then to do it in the rain.
And then when it's dumping rain and I'm watching cars crash around me, I'm just like, the concentration level is too much.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're almost done with the rainy season, right?
It's spring, right? Is it enough?
Spring
yesterday.
Has officially begun. We have rain in the forecast for tomorrow and
next week.
The
and
weekend should be okay.
Over. Well, first thing in April, I want to get some stuff planted, you know.
No, I don't know.
Oh, I'm waiting for the weather to clear.
What kind of stuffs? Doobie weed?
No.
You're not going to plant some...
I'm going to plant doobie weed.
Why not?
I'm going to plant some tomatoes and...
You got that giant backyard and you're not going to have a crop of doobie weed?
No. I don't think it's warm enough at my house for doobie weed.
And
even if it was, I don't want that.
Yeah, you got a greenhouse.
I don't need it. I don't want it. I have no need for it. I got a friend who grows it. If I ever really need any,
I bet you can't. I bet you couldn't grow it anyway.
You're right. I probably couldn't. That doesn't work on me. Really. Good try. Really, really good try. You're right. I'm not a horticulturalist.
Man, that crap works on me every time. Oh, yeah, I'll show you.
I look over. He's got this look in his eyes. I'm like, oh, that's what he's trying to say.
Right.
No.
Anyway, 10 minutes is really the bare minimum a week. You should try to get more. But
sure.
They're saying even that
has
great health benefit. So consider it, would you?
I feel like I get that gardening.
You do. That actually counts.
Saturday, I fully broke a sweat.
Yeah, I think that
In fact,
Scott Capurro just walked in.
Yeah.
I would argue that a lot of the stuff you do is the reason that you are as healthy as you are. The walks and the bike riding around town and all that.
Yeah.
The gardening.
Gardening.
Because you sure don't go running. And
oh,
you don't
no.
do yoga anymore, that's for
no,
sure.
No. I do some light stretching.
Do you?
Yep.
All right.
It takes about 30 seconds in the elevator.
Yeah, I do it with her sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Is it this?
Yeah.
Right. Yawning does not count.
And then we bend over a little bit.
Side.
Try to touch your toes if you can.
Oh, yeah.
Left and right.
Go backwards.
And I'm like, all right, ready for the day. Got my exercise program in the elevator.
A 37-year-old guy near Minneapolis who still lives with his parents got kicked out on Monday because he wouldn't stop drinking.
Oh.
His mom had it. His mom arranged to have him stay with a friend instead and wanted to drive him there, but he wouldn't get in the car. Instead, he laid down in the driveway and dared him to run her over. Dared her to run him over. So she did it.
So she did. Oh, my God. Don't run people over even when they tell you to. That's like you, but you won't run me over. Okay, now I have to.
Right. Her 2-ton Ford Explorer crushed his pelvis.
Oh, my God.
And he ended up needing surgery. He's in fair condition.
And she's in jail.
58-year-old Cynthia Grund is now facing charges for second-degree assault and reckless driving.
He told me to. And he wouldn't get out of my house.
They add, in addition to this story, they say, it turns out she's not the craziest person in their family either.
Oh.
Cynthia is the sister of a woman named Lois Reese, who currently is facing murder charges in Florida for killing her husband.
Uh-oh.
And also for killing some woman who looked like her and stealing her identity.
Oh.
This is the family that we're talking about.
Yikes.
I understand the frustration she must have with a derelict son, but running him right over.
Yeah.
She looks a little rough.
Oh,
like she could be
she
a
does,
corrections
right?
officer, oh. actually.
Oh.
Oh, she looks tough and mean.
Yeah. A little weathered.
Yeah. Well, her son should have known better then. I mean, if he's 37 years old, you don't lay down in front of mom's car. She's just going to run you over.
Right.
Like, that's on you.
Durr.
George.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 4 and 5 says, for real, Bonnie, get run over or step on a needle. That's the game of Clue.
Uh-huh. Oh, right.
Here in the city streets, I don't think that's going to go well for them.
Oh, I think it's going to be great.
All right.
I might have to do it.
So sounds fun.
It does sound really fun. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a long day.
Yeah. I like the dress-up part, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just don't. I mean, actually, that's the one part I don't like. I don't like really Halloween. You have to put on a costume or something. This is a thing. We put it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, or where do we put it?
I need that article back from you. I'm going to give it to Brad to put up at Radio Alice. It's
Brad!
Clued up.
Mm-hmm. With two P's, and it's a British thing that they're doing. They're going to do one in San Jose, I think June 8th, and one in San Francisco on June 22nd. And it's like a whole day thing where you play this game and
scavenger hunt thing.
Sounds like it. Yeah. A live action game of Clue.
408 says, Yuzi looks out the window at her line of 50 guys. Sarah looks out her window, and it's just Hooman lying there, spread eagle.
Hey!
Aww.
Ho! Do you want a guy, spread eagle? I thought that's what you don't want.
Actually, it's Hooman laying with his legs up the side of my shed. Yeah. Back, you
know. Oh, is that what it is?
Or kneeling.
But seriously, you don't want a guy, spread eagle, do you?
I don't want there to be any guys outside my window. I'm truly not open for business in that way. I don't. No, I would just nail the window shut if I saw that.
Sorry, Hooman.
Don't, please. I'm really busy. I don't. I just have no interest in any of this. Thank you, though. Sweet. Go. There's next door. My neighbor Kathy. She'd be totally into it.
I didn't know ladies like the man spread eagle look, though. I'll try that.
Oh yeah, no, that's a yeah. You should.
I gotta add that to my.
That's a great look. What you should do is
my
just
routine.
Lay naked on the bed, spread eagle.
Right.
So that when she walks in, she won't be able to resist. She'll just jump. Oh, like, oh my God, I have to get on that bed.
I'll do it.
Gotta get on you.
Anyway, Scott's here.
Yeah, Scott's here. So that's what's happening next, everyone.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.